Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. Verse number 1, Paul said, "And Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia, grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have ye ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, but that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who deliver us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that you will yet, that he will yet deliver us. Ye are also helping together by praying for us, and for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given to many on our behalf." I want to preach just a few minutes today, and I'll not be lengthy, on this thought, just an example. Just an example. As we see here, Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and in 2 Corinthians, he's trying to lay this thing out for them and help them to understand that there's a lot of things that goes on in the world. There's a lot of things that happen, and there's a lot of things that we don't understand. We try to get our head around it, and we try to think about it, and we try to make sense of it, but sometimes things just don't make sense. Sometimes we wonder and we trying to figure it out in our own minds, in our own hearts. But praise God, I'm glad we got a God in heaven that's promised to be there with us and to help us. And I'm glad it's that way that we can all come together in one mind and one accord to just seek consolation and that consoler and that comfort from the Lord God of heaven. I'm glad Paul lays it out here. He said, you know, the tribulation and the trials that we're going through, the hardships and the uncertainty of the world, he said, it's everywhere. It's just not here, but he said it's everywhere, and said, as we see this, we know that we got a good God of heaven. And he says, grace and you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, we know where peace comes from. He said, we know where hope comes from. We know what it's all about, praise God, because we've been there and done that. Because God has ministered to us. His grace is sufficient to save us from our sins, to put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, to give us a hand up, praise God, not a hand out, to encourage us, praise God, to be encouragers in a lost and dying world, to get excited about the things that's taking place in our lives when we have to face these difficulties, that He is there with us. Amen. He said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father of mercies, and the God of just a little bit of comfort. It's not what He said. He said He's the God of all comfort. Amen. All comfort comes from God. If you're ever going to have comfort, if you're going to ever have consoling, he said, it has to come from God. He said, we try to comfort one another. We try to love on each other. We try to encourage each other. Praise God, but it'll never be the comfort and the consolation that you'll get from God Almighty. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, through that sweet Spirit speaking to your heart. When friends are gone, when family's gone, praise God, when they're no longer alone and you're all by yourself, praise God, I'm glad there's a consoler, which is Christ the Lord, through the sweet Spirit of God, who will tiptoe up beside you. Praise God, put His arms around you, embrace you in the love of an almighty God, and say, son, it's going to be all right. You got this. We've got this. We're going to press forward, because God be the glory. Amen. That grace, that comfort, that consoler, that help that we have. Praise the Lord. But listen to what he says in verse. We'll get into the message here in just a minute. He said, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able. He said, why does God do that? Why does God come alongside you and help you like he does? Amen. As a child of God, as a born again believer, I'm glad I'm saved, ain't you? Praise God. Lord, just raise your hand to the Lord. Just wave glory. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather be saved than anything I know. Praise the Lord. God saved me by his marvelous grace. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's there. Praise God. But he loved me. He saved me. Praise God. I'm glad that he did. They said, when we have, he said, the Lord loves us, and he comes alongside us to help us. Now, God could save us. Amen. Write our name in the Lamb's Book of Life and just kind of cast us off and go about his business. Amen. He can say, well, Brother Billy's a believer, so you know he's good to go, and so now I'll just leave him alone. I'm glad God don't ever leave you alone. Amen. Ain't you glad God don't ever leave you alone? Ain't you glad God's always with you? Ain't you glad God's always looking upon you? Ain't you glad he is not only a shepherd, but he's a great shepherd? He's the sheep, chief shepherd. I praise God, the chief shepherd of the sheep, praise God. Amen. Let's say that real fine, don't. Amen. Five, three times. Praise the Lord, he's good to us. He's the chief, praise God. He cares about, that means he cares, he's compassionate, he's concerned about you and me. Praise the Lord. So he don't just cast us off, he don't leave us to ourselves, he don't leave us alone. He's there to help us, praise God, in every aspect of our lives. Amen. Now so many times we think this. We say, you know what, I know the Lord will help me in spiritual things, but the Lord won't help me in physical things. That's messed up. Amen. Praise God. God is a spiritual thing, praise God. We worship him in spirit and truth, and he helps us through his spirit, praise God. And now listen to this. It won't make the devil real mad right here. In every aspect of your life. Now the devil wants you to, well, you know, ain't just some things that you got to take care of by yourself and you all alone, big boy. Amen. That you got to handle the spiritual things I'm going to help you with, but the physical things, well, you kind of on your own. Amen. I tell you what, if I was, I'd be disappointed in a hurry. Amen. I have to trust the Lord in everything every day because I know how I am. I know the times I've tried to do things myself. And I make a mess of it. I have to pray every day, say, Lord, please help me. Hey, you listen to me. When you get above 60, you have to really concentrate. Amen. I'll tell my wife, we started to go this morning. We got coming out the interstate. She said, oh, shoot. I said, what's the matter? She said, I forgot to write checks for church. She said, I started in there to get them. And she said, I thought, well, I'll do this first, and I'll get out. I said, honey, you can't do that no more. you can't do that. You past 55, you can't do that no more. Amen. When a thought comes to your mind, you got to go with it. Amen. Come on, somebody help me up here. When a thought comes to your mind, you better go with it because it may not pass this way. I understand what Brother Junior Pendleton is talking about now. He said he was a man, you talk about a fella can write songs. He could write songs that the Lord just give to him, like he does Robert. He'd give him songs. And he said, I'd have to pin them down, said, because it might not come this way again. Amen. So he said, I'd write it down on a scrap piece of paper. So I'd write it down on that. Whatever I can get a hold of, so I'd write it down. Because he said, it might not come that way again. He said, only bad thing. He said, I'd forget them. I'd leave them in my shirt pocket and Edith would wash them. And he said, they're gone anyway. Amen. Praise God. Because we need to remember, God is there with us, praise God. And he's going to help us in even the little things if we'll ask him. Let me just tell you a secret this morning. I figured out. And I've been in this thing a pretty good while. Some of you a whole lot longer than me. And I know you figured it out. If we start trusting God in the little things, he'll bless us in the big things. Amen. He just take care of it. He said, you trust me in the little thing. He said, I'll just bless you in the big thing. He said, I'll just take care of that for you. We start trying to figure out what we want in life. We start trying to figure out the direction we want to go. Praise God. We just need to consider His will and follow Him. Because He's already got a plan. And His plan is perfect. It's flawless. And He just wants to make us part of it. So it's the big things, it's the little things, it's in everything. Praise God. He said, He comforted us in all our tribulation. Everything. Everything that we face, everything that we go up against. Day-to-day living. The Lord's there with us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if that's the case, then why do we have to go through what we go through? That's a good question, isn't it? Have you ever thought about that? I bet everybody in this auditorium this morning has thought about that. Well, you know, I love the Lord. The Lord loves me. Why do I have to go through these things? Amen. Why do we have to go through? Because the title of the message this morning. It's just an example. It's got to go what God is for us. He said that we may be able to comfort them that are in any trouble. He said that's why we go through these things. So we go through different situations, praise God, so that when somebody else comes in there, we can just smile real big. While they're getting discouraged, while they're shaking their head, while they're scratching their head, while they're trying to figure it out. Praise God, we can just smile real big and say, it's going to be okay. I've been right where you're at. I know exactly. I know what God can do. We just trust the Lord, pray, and He'll bring you through. You'll come out on the other side shouting. I pray, God, you'll come out on the other side with praise on your lips. I pray to a holy and a righteous God who loves you enough. Pray, God, to let you go through trials and tribulations so He can bring you out to be a light at the other side. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He brings you out. He brings you through it. And you can just say, you know what? It tickled me when somebody, you know, they go through things and they come out and people get to talking about this and talking about that and, you know, how hard a time they've got it and what they've got, what they're facing ahead of them. And you got something, you just about always got somebody that's sitting off in the corner kind of quiet-like. And they get to talking about how difficult it was, how difficult it is, how they just don't know, how they just don't understand. I just need somebody to explain it to me. Just tell me exactly how much Jesus loves me. God has somebody over here on the other side, over here in the corner, some little granny saint or some little papaw saint. And they'll talk to them, and when they get tired, when they, I pray God, get to the point that they ain't got nothing else to say, and they're discouraged or they're downtrodden, that little saint will raise their hand and say, let me just tell you what God did for me. Let me tell you where Jesus brought me from. I was in the same situation, or I was in a worse situation, but God Almighty, through grace and mercy, the God of all grace and mercy, the God of all comfort, that consoler from glory. Praise God. I said, He come down to where I was. I was in the same situation. I was in a worse situation. But God Almighty come down and lifted me up. Amen. So I'm praising Him today and give Him glory. We don't always understand why we go through what we go through. We don't understand why things happen the way that they do. But Paul told the Corinthians, you think we're any different from the Corinthian people? They were just a church. They were believers. They were trying to do right. They was trying to trust in God. They was trying to get help from heaven. Amen. So that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. Them little old people, they just raise their hands, smile real big, and say, glory to God, it'll be all right. Say, young'uns, it'll be all right. Just put your faith and trust in the Lord. Just trust in God with all your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your strength, every fiber in your being. He said, just trust in the Lord, and everything will be all right. People look at you funny and say, well, you know, hey, when you're going through things, it's hard to comprehend that. When you're going through things, it's hard to say, you know what? It's going to be all right down the road. Sometimes it's hard for us to see that other side. It's hard for us to see the end result. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven that knows. Amen. Praise God, the time that we go into this darkness, glory, hallelujah, He's already on the other side setting up a light. Amen. Miss Kelly's already setting up a light on the other side, going to give us guidance and leadership to encourage our heart, and we don't get bogged down in the darkness, but we realize there's a consoling flame that's burning, praise God, on the other side, and we just get the glory and praise in His name. People come alongside each other and say, it's going to be all right. Amen. He said, it's just for an example. Praise God. We go through these things for an example that people see Christ in us, that hope of glory, as we just shout it out, praise God. Realizing, amen, that the tribulations, it worketh. The Bible says tribulation worketh patience. Amen. Teach us patience, to patiently wait upon the Lord. What does that mean? That means we just sat down on a stool to do nothing somewhere. Say, okay, Lord, whatever it is, go ahead. Let me know when you're finished. No, he said, we wait upon him. We trust in him. We rely on him. We just keep pressing on with him, glory God. Wait until he finishes the work that he's started. The work he so gloriously started in me and you. Praise God. Verse 5, he says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth, what? By Christ. Amen. He said, those sufferings, are we any better than our Savior? I told somebody the other day, I said, I got this situation going on, so I prayed to God. I'm like, Paul, I prayed 3 times that God take it away. Amen. But I said, you know what? I'm no better than Brother Paul. Prayed thrice, praise God. I still praise the same things there. I said, glory to God. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient. Amen. My grace is sufficient. Praise God. Bless His holy name. The sufferings of Christ abound in us. So our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Amen. If they're going to be in consolation, they're going to be in comfort. It's going to be through Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to come out on the other side because He is that marvelous light. Amen. He's not only the light or the light. He is the light. Praise God. He's that one that encourages our hearts along the way. But look at this, verse number 6. Whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Wow. You know what he's saying? He said, if we're afflicted, he said, it's for your consolation, for your salvation. It's to see, praise God, that God is a good and a gracious God, that He's a loving God. And we go through these trials. We go through the afflictions. But praise God, when you look at me and see me, don't you see the trials, the affliction? Just look at me and see Jesus Christ, my Savior, the one who gloriously saved me and gave me promises from the portal of glory, and everything was going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. Talked to a fellow Thursday. He was talking. He said, you know what? He said, don't know for sure the results yet. Got to go probably have some more scans and stuff, see what's going on. He said, but you know what? He said, I'm a winner either way. Amen. He said, I'm a winner either way. Whether we go or whether we stay, if we're a child of God, we're a believer, praise God. We're a winner either way. Praise the Lord. We'll have comfort. We'll have healing. Amen. One way or another. Sometimes absolute healing, praise God, is just leave out of here. Go home and be with the Lord. Amen. We need to be careful when we pray, Lord. Please heal them, Lord. Please heal them. Amen. He might heal them in a way that you're not expecting. He might just reach down and just pluck them on out of here. Well, we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to be telling people. We need to be testifying. We need to be, Lord, praise God, my heart's right with the Lord. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Records. I'm ready to go home. Man, where we can say, like a brother, I'm a winner either way. Anyway, whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner either way. He's telling, he said, whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation, salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. Amen? He said, what we go through? He said, it's effective. He said, it's having an effect on our lives. Come on now. Think about it. How many of us in this building have as Miss Jesus, have got that phone call, have heard a grave decision, have got a grave diagnosis. In your heart, I don't care how much you love the Lord, praise God, when you get that, your heart just drops to your feet. Amen. Amen. You're saying, oh no. Oh no. Oh me. How can this be? Amen. But praise God, he said, but then God comes along on the scene, and God begins to take control, and God begins to take charge, and God begins to move into the room, and God begins to take and touch those bodies and those parts. He began to take but touch those doctors and those physicians and those nurses and those staffs, and he begins to pull things together and people together, and you together, glory to God, and you raise up out of there, and that heart that was on the floor, praise God, is a part of the glory. Praising God and say glory and hallelujah in the highest. Amen. There's a whole bunch of us been there. Amen. He said it's an effective ministry that God's using. If everything was a piece of cake and rosy and real rosy, we'd just bebop along and just listen. You'd never think about God. Amen. Amen. You wouldn't have no need to. If everything was perfect. But we're not living in a perfect world. And we're not living in a perfect age. We're not living in perfect bodies. These ailments and afflictions that so easily beset us. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, because of that, he said, we go through these things. He said, it has an effect on those around us. He said, your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, is your consolation and salvation. Amen. He said, you see us in times of suffering. You see us in times of hardship. You see us in times of, praise God, when we're, it seems like we're fighting against all odds. He said, then you get over on the other side. Amen. You see us as we come out and we're rejoicing in our heart. Even though the times is hard, even though it's difficult, they see us rejoicing in our spirit. You see us praising God. You see us saying, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. You see us coming out in our faith in full bloom. Amen. Paul said, you see the other side of it. You see that side of it. He said, then you see this side of it. And praise God, it's all for your salvation. It's all for your consolation. It's all for your comfort. Amen. Don't get discouraged by the complications of the world, but be encouraged in Lord Jesus Christ, because it's all for your consolation and your salvation. And he says, listen to verse 7. He said, and our hope of you is steadfast. Amen. We got good hope. He says steadfast. It's rooted. It's grounded. It's steady. Knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, I wonder what you'll have to go through before you get out of here. Huh? I wonder what you'll have to go through before you get out of here. We don't know. This is the craziest time I've ever seen in my life. Pestilence and disease, and it's everywhere. Amen. Just like the Lord said, it'd be in the last days before he comes. In Georgia the other day, there was meteors falling. I said it right. There's meteors falling out of the sky on fire burning. One went through a house. No telling what we're going to see. Devastating things, fearful things. That's a coming this world. But praise God, he said, you know what? We're just going to stand steadfast. Partakers of the sufferings. So shall ye be also of the consolation. Amen. He said, praise God, we go through the suffering, we go through the hardship, we go through the trials, we go through them together. That's why the church is important. Amen? I said again, the church is important because we come together, we love each other, we encourage, we call each other, we encourage each other in the Lord. He said, this too will pass. He said, that's why we do it. He said, we go through it, praise God, and we come out on the other side so that we can be a consoler, praise God, a comforter to someone else. You know, we say, I've been there and done that. Amen. I've been through it, just like you. Said it wasn't easy, but the Lord was there. The Lord brought us through, praise God. Said that hope that we had. That's that faith with a higher expectation, praise God, that everything's going to be okay because God said so. Amen. God's made us some exceeding great precious promises. That's what Peter said. And he's going to fulfill every one of them. And one day in a little while, praise God, Jesus is going to prepare his place and he's going to call us home. Amen. A consolation of the Lord. That one day, hey listen, one day we're going to graduate out of this. You and I are going to graduate out of here, praise God, and go home to be with the Lord. We're just pilgrims and sojourners, passing through like old Abraham looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Looking for a place that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Miss Eve, you sang about that little cod, little shack, whatever it was by the road. Amen. She said, just as long as I'm in heaven, that'll be all right. But praise God, I'm looking for something glorious in heaven. Amen. You say, you're looking for a mansion, preacher? No, I'm looking for a Savior. Amen. Praise God. And when I get to be with Him and get to be in His presence, I'll know everything's going to be all right. But I remember on a night back in March 1976, when Lord Jesus Christ come to where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. And they's been a hope in my heart ever since. And I'll be honest with you, I'm like you, I haven't always been perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't do things perfect. I don't say things perfect. I don't always act perfect. But I serve a perfect God, praise God, who's got a perfect ledger. And my name's written in that ledger, praise God. I'm a child of the King. And although I go through all these trials and tribulations, these afflictions, Paul said, we went to even the point that we were fearful of death. When we was over in Asia, we thought we was going to go out of here. That we would even fear the despair of even our life. But I like the buts in the Bible, don't you? Verse number 9, he said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth dead. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm not afraid of dying. Amen. My biggest fear is living. And living right. Living, but bring honor and glory to God so that I can be just an example of what Christ is. What Christ has done for me. Praise God. I can shout it from the housetops and say, glory, hallelujah. God has been good. I've seen times, praise God, that we didn't have two pennies to rub together. But God Almighty, you can tell by looking, I've never missed a meal. Amen. I've never went without. God's always provided and He always will. Why? Because I trust Him too. He said, not be seen righteous forsaken nor seed of begging bread. He said, I'll take care of you. You young is trying to make a life. You're trying to make a family. You're trying to have a home, praise God. If you'll put Christ first, put God first. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness and all these things, everything you need shall be added to you. Amen. Praise God. God will add it. He'll take care of it when we trust Him. Amen. On the journey there, praise God, you may have difficulties. But praise God, just let that be an example to others as we trust in the Lord. Praise God. Verse number 10, He's who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. In other words, God's not finished. Amen. What He's done, hey listen, a new saying, what He's done before, He can do again. Amen. Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. Now in our minds, we'd say, well, there ain't no way in the world that can happen. Really? We've seen God do miracles. Hey, I seen God do a miracle in March 1976 when He saved my soul. A little old tow-headed mean boy knew that he's going to hell. But Jesus come to where I was, throwed up a stop sign. He said, hold on a minute, son. You don't have to go there. I'll save you by my marvelous grace, praise God, if you'll put your trust in me. I said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me, save me. Amen. Guess what? He did. So we can be an example to others along the way. Praise His holy name. He said, see, is He also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given to many on our behalf. Amen. He said, we come together, we pray together, we encourage each other together, we lift up each other in trials and tribulations and circumstances, praise God. We just come together, one mind, one accord. We put our faith and trust in a holy and a righteous God, and God begins to make the difference. Amen. He begins to help us. It's just to be an example to those that's getting ready to go through the same things. Amen. If you haven't been through a trial lately, if you've never been through a trial, praise God, just hang on. Amen. Just hang on. Hey, it's because you've never been out in the world. If you've ever been out in the world, you've had difficulties. You've had situations. You've had hardships. Amen. You've had confusion. You've had strife. But praise God, hey, let's let God use that, praise God, that you can be a light to someone else to encourage them along the way. Maybe get them by them. Praise God, Paul said, get them by the hand and lead them through that. Show them just how good God is, how big your God is.
Amen.
Amen. God's a big God. Amen. His arm isn't short and that he can't reach down just like he always has. He can't get a hold of us, praise God, and pull us and bring us through. He can start us in one way and bring us out on the other way. Amen. He can bless us and he can show his grace and mercy upon us, because that's what he said he is. He said, grace be in you and peace from God our Father. Amen. Hey, we ought to go in this thing, praise God. Every trial, every hardship, we ought to go in peace with our hearts. You know what? I belong to God. And I'm just going to trust the Lord. He's going to get me through this. And hey, no matter what happens, one day he's going to pluck me home, take me home to be with him. Amen. Now, does that mean that we should be goofy and put ourselves in harm's way? Put ourselves in difficult situations? Make stupid decisions? Amen. Somebody told me one day, said, you shouldn't say stupid. Amen. Stupid is, stupid does. Amen. We better start calling things what they are. Stupidity, foolish things, praise God. We better wake up and we better do things that's pleasing to God. Get rid of the stupidity and start listening to the Lord. Encouraging people that they can see Christ in us so they can see an example. Just an example. That's God said. That's what the Lord says here, all He wants us to be. He said, all He wants you to be, all He wants me to be, all He wants us to be is just an example. So when you go through hardships, you go through trials, you go through difficulties, just be an example, knowing that the Lord, praise God, He's brought others through that. He'll bring us through too. He'll bring you through too. Amen. There's nothing taking man that God don't know about. There's nothing that we've had to endure that Jesus hadn't endured Himself. Now the Bible says He endured it all. He endured it all for me and you. God the Father endured it all. He had to give His only begotten Son to an old world of old sinful, God-hating rebels. Amen. Praise God, but He did. Amen. That they could be reconciled unto Him. So that we can have this blessed hope, so that we can have the same kind of comfort that the Lord Jesus has for us. Amen. That He offers to us, so that we can be just an example of the believer. Praise God. Ain't you glad that way? Just go out in the world and just be an example of those that believe. An example of those who go through trials and sufferings and tribulations. Praise God, but knowing that we go through them and we've got a comforter. Someone that's always with us and somebody that'll be with us when we come out on the other side. He'll bring us out into that marvelous light so we can look back and say, glory to God, it was Jesus. Amen. Kind of like that poem, the footprints in the sand. Amen. You go and you can't go no more, and then you look back on life, the hardest time in your life, and there's only one set of footprints in the sand, but you smile real big and say, praise God, that's because Jesus was carrying me. Amen. He picked me up. He toted me through. Praise God, that hard time in my life. Well, we can use that. Paul said we can use that. He said, I write to it, you can use that for an example to others. And when they get in that hard place, that Jesus Christ will be with you. And when you get to where you can't go no more, praise God, He'll just pick you up and carry you. He said, you will be all right. Why? Because God has made us a promise that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. That He'd be that He would send us a comforter, a consoler, someone to help us every day. Amen. That's a promise that we have from the Lord. That's what Paul says. That we go through it so we can be an example of how big God is. Amen.